Why did every girl suddenly become obsessed with my boyfriend? I was in line for Six Flags with a friend when I saw a scrawny teenage guy in a tank top dragging his crying girlfriend by the wrist onto the coaster. Her eyes had smudged mascara from the crying she'd clearly been doing. After buckling in, I heard her panicking beside me, practically hyperventilating as the seats lifted up. "You need to grow up already," her piece of trash man laughed. But it seriously wasn't a joke. The girl was shaking from how terrified she was. When the ride was over, she puked all over the floor, tears and snot covering her face. And this guy, instead of helping her out like a decent human being, he pulled out his phone and started recording her. "Nah, chat, look at her face. Brew, she actually puked. I freaking called it." He laughed and zoomed in on her white knuckles gripping the safety rail as she stumbled out of the area. "Please, stop," she said weakly. His face hardened. "Stop being dramatic. People might think I'm bullying you or something. You better stop." The girl nodded and stumbled over to the bathroom to fix herself. My friend and I followed her into the bathroom while her boyfriend waited outside on his phone. Inside, I found her sobbing at the sink, trying to wipe puke off her shirt. "Are you okay?" I asked gently. She turned to me and nodded, just as more tears filled her eyes. "I'm really scared of coasters. When I was really young, I almost fell out of one." I grabbed more tissues from the toilet and started to help her wipe her shirt clean. "Then what are you doing here, girly? You shouldn't be forcing yourself to do something you don't like." Her lip quivered just before she broke down, telling me how her boyfriend always did things like this, forcing her into things that terrified her to toughen her up, and filmed it for his Discord friends. The other girls in the stalls walked over cautiously, trying to comfort her. "Hey, I know we're strangers and all, but what he did to you wasn't right, and it's not just a guy thing, it's just him. He's just a really awful person who won't stop until it happens to him." My friend's face lit up. "So why not make it happen to him? Look, I have a friend who operates the Scrambler and another running a nacho stand here." The other girls giggled. "Let's call it Operation Puke Boy." The girl went from crying to actually laughing when I said, "Okay, let's see how tough he really is when he's the one puking." The girl walked back to her boyfriend first, slowly making her way to the Scrambler. We took a shortcut and paying a few employees to approach them to offer free food. "For being so patient," one said, handing him a jumbo lemonade, while another brought loaded nachos saying they had extras. He scarfed everything down. Churros, funnel cake, deep-fried Oreos. The girls that approached with the food giggled, trying to fill his ego with compliments like, "Wow, you're the only guy I know who could eat so much and still handle his rides well." Even from a distance, it was easy to see his smug smile and the way he flexed his muscles when they complimented him. When he was finishing the last Oreo, me and the other girls from the bathroom walked up, playfully grabbing at his arms, asking him to go on the Scrambler with us to make the weight distribution even. His stomach gurgled loudly, but he couldn't say no without looking weak, especially not in front of all these girls. So he joined us while his girlfriend sat this out, camera ready. Our friend who was operating the ride strapped him in tightly. After the first round, the guy seemed fine, acting like he wasn't affected. But when the operator announced they were doing free bonus rounds, his face paled while everyone else cheered. After the second round, his face looked zoned out. By the third round, he was clawing clumsily at the straps, groaning, "Oh God, I need to get off." The girl beside him giggled. "It's almost over."